Let's say hello to our next contestants, Ken Rosin and Kara Dolan. Ken, you have a very odd tendency, which you have a compulsion to need to figure out what celebrity people look like.
I don't know if it's an annoying tendency, it's one of these things that comes to me.
Okay.
And it's a challenge to keep my mouth shut.
All right, Jonathan Colton.
Oh, the Cowardly Lion.
I guess that counts as a celebrity, yeah.
Kara, do people tell you anyone specific?
Well, I changed through the ages. When I was younger, I was Pippi Longstocking.
I don't see that though.
But in high school, I graduated to Janis Joplin.
Janis Joplin is awesome. That's
Janis
a good
Joplin
one.
Janis Joplin would be good. You need the glasses. Yeah.
Yeah. This round is called One Letter Away from Fame. Every celebrity knows that one little thing can change her or his career drastically, like a little forgotten sex tape. It's all different. No, it turns out if you take even a single letter away from a celebrity's name, they become something completely different. So let's go to our puzzle guru, Archung, for an example.
So, Fear, if I said the star of World War Z lost a letter in his first name, he'd become a piece of lingerie because his name would be Bra Pitt.
Mm-hmm, yep.
All right, here we go.
If this Shawshank Redemption actor lost a letter in his first name, he'd turn into a musical instrument. Ken.
Organ Freeman?
Yes.
If this Iron Lady actress lost a letter in her last name, she would become a bacterium that causes a scratchy throat. Scratchy throat.
Oh.
Ken.
Meryl Streep.
That's right.
Yeah.
Her full name is actually Meryl Streptococcus B. If the creator of Grey's Anatomy and Scandal lost a letter in her first name, she'd become a Japanese car maker. Ken.
Honda Rhymes.
That's right.
Shonda Rhimes.
Shonda Rhimes, that's right.
If this star of Gravity and Up in the Air lost a letter in his last name, he'd just sound crazy. Kara.
George Looney.
George Looney.
If the Prince of Bel Air lost a letter in his last name, he'd sound like someone who's gone over to the dark side of the Force. Kara.
Will Smith.
Yeah.
I got my geek on.
I've got to get my geek on.
That's funny.
You don't sound very convincing when you say that.
Archung, what is going on? What happened in that guy?
Wow, I don't know. The guy who looks a lot like Gene Hackman won, so congratulations.
Coming up, we'll put fantasy author Neil Gaiman in the puzzle hot seat for a game he would have aced when he was 9 years old. So stay tuned. This is Ask Me Another from NPR.